Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast. Today on the podcast, we are talking about an absolutely fantastic piece of news, which is the fact that Perplexity, one of our all-time favorite AI companies, has introduced a shopping feature for pro users. And I believe that they're going to be rolling this out to everyone in the future, but it's for pro users right now in the United States. Some incredible features, incredible ways I think people should be making money with this. Leveraging AI. So there's some great alpha here. Before we get into this, I wanted to say, if you haven't already, Jamie and I would absolutely love for you to join the AI Hustle School community. If you have a business that you're looking at scaling with AI tools, or your career, you're looking at leveling up your career, you want to become an AI consultant or work in any way with AI, the AI Hustle School community is the perfect place for you. Every single week, Jamie and I cover pieces of tips, tools, tricks, and ways that we're actively making money with AI tools and things that we're doing to grow our business with AI tools. So the stuff we don't publish anywhere else, exclusive content, and of course, a community of over 220 members, almost 225. You might be our 225th member to join. We'd love to have you. It's $19 a month. We try to keep this affordable for everyone. In the future, it's going to increase. And when it does, anyone that has this $19 a month locked in, it's not going to raise on them. You'll be able to be locked in at that forever. So we'd love for you to join the AI Hustle School community. There's so many amazing things we'd love to share with you there. And I really believe this is an incredible way to help grow your business and take it to the next level with AI tools. So let's get into Perplexity and what they're doing here. Jamie, tell us a little bit about this new shopping feature.
Yeah, so this is so cool. I think this is a huge step for them. And whether they're trying to be acquired by someone bigger in the future or not, this is like a huge, amazing feature that they're adding to their lineup here. So as we mentioned in previous episodes, they have Perplexity Pages, which is almost like a AI generated blog post with images and things on different topics. But now you can ask it, what is the best podcasting microphone, or what is the best headphones? And it will pull up the best ones and maybe some of the best features, but then you can also shop right from the page. So, shopping is now integrated with Perplexity Pages, and you can even buy the item on Perplexity without visiting the website. You can check out from Perplexity, which is crazy. I mean, there's so many possibilities. My mind immediately goes to affiliate marketing, or how do I get my link to be the link that is used for checkout? I think going down the road, it's definitely going to shake things up. It might even actually eliminate a lot of other affiliate marketing tactics as far as writing blog posts or trying to rank on SEO. I don't know. Jaden, what are your thoughts on it?
Okay. So first of all, I think this is genius. I think this is the perfect use case. I was literally just using ChatGPT for something like this today, and that looked so much better. But today my wife is trying to get she wants to try using a dumb phone. Not a smartphone. And I've done so much research. I watched so many YouTube videos, but I was like, you know what? Like, what is the internet's overall collective wisdom say the best dumb phones are for a detox from your smartphone and social media and et cetera, whatever. Pretty much what happened is my wife went on Amazon, searched for flip phones, and then just bought like one of them, and it was like $50. And when it came in the mail, it is horrible quality. It's this piece of junk from China. She's like, it doesn't have like T9. So it's like, it's a flip phone, but it doesn't like guess what word you're typing. So you literally have to push every button 3 times to get to the right letter. It's horrible. So I'm like, okay, send that thing back. And I'm like, what else is there? I did a ton of research.
I forgot about T9 texting, man. That was
She's about to rediscover it. We got a new phone coming in tomorrow, thanks to ChatGPT's recommendation. Because I did a bunch of research, I found a few options, but I wasn't sure which one was the best. And so I wanted to know, like, okay, of all these like 5 or 6 phones I've seen, which ones are the best? I asked ChatGPT. It gave me a list of 5 phones specifically. And what was interesting was all of these were phones I'd looked at. And so it pretty much kind of helped me eliminate, okay, all the other ones, those are not the main phones. These are the main phones, the internet says. And then I pretty much looked at these phones and eliminated the ones for different reasons that I thought weren't the best. And we ended up going with the Cat S22 Flip. The reason I bring this up, though, is because if you look at ChatGPT, it's got a picture, which if you click on it, it's like, yes, this is the phone. Where the heck did it get this picture from? Because the URL that it's sharing is literally ChatGPT. If you click on it, there is a link on the image to the original place where it pulled the image from. So, okay, that's kind of interesting. Okay. But anyways, aside from them grabbing photos from random places and displaying them here, there's not like any way that they're monetizing this or making money. So I think that what Perplexity is doing here by essentially, this is already a use case. People are already asking for the best headphones or the phones or whatever and getting results. Just put a buy now link on there. And I think it's smart in all their demos are saying like, oh yeah, look, we're sending it to Best Buy. Because you know, if they only integrated with like Amazon would get real greedy and be like, ha, don't mind if we do, like, we're not going to give you any commission or something. But by putting a little competition in there, I think they're going to try to create something like a Google Shopping experience. Again, genius.
I like that they have reviews on there too. Like when I look at, you know, these screenshots of what Perplexity is doing compared to the ChatGPT, I see things like options to see reviews. I see, you know, better graphic layout. I'd love to see like the comparison between the other phones as far as like battery life or screen mm-hmm. size, you know, stuff like that. I love that the visual aspect that they incorporate.
Yeah. The other thing that I think is so smart here that they're doing that is so useful. I don't know if you've noticed this, but Amazon is notorious for, if you search for a product like flip phone, they always show you, I swear, like the most expensive version of that product. So it's like, if I'm looking for like a phone case, they're going to try to show me $20 phone cases, maybe $10, usually $20. They always try to keep everything $19. And I'm like, okay, I just need like a basic plastic phone case, nothing fancy, please. A clear plastic phone case. I know this should not cost $20. It's so hard to find. You got to scroll to like page 20 and it doesn't have Amazon Prime and delivery and blah, 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 blah. They really try to like demote the cheapest option. What I love that you can do with Perplexity is you essentially use it like a filter, right? So you're like, okay, what are the best headphones? They tell you like some of the best headphones. And then you can see in the example that they gave, the person is after seeing all the options are like under $100. So you're like, okay, but what are the best headphones that are also sound canceling? All right, but what are the best headphones that are sound canceling and $100, right? It's so much better than like on Amazon, they're not letting you search by like the price or by like certain features. They just want to tell you what they want to tell you. So I love this option where you can like essentially use Perplexity like a perfect filter of exactly what you're looking for, and it will tell you exactly what is available. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's eliminating the pain points and the research, and similar to that, we talked about how we like Perplexity because it eliminates the need to read a bunch of Reddit forums. It's the same thing with deep research on products that you are trying to find on Amazon. If you could just search on Perplexity and have to have it filter through all the junk for you. Yeah, I think it's amazing.
Okay, so how do you make money off of this? This is the AI Applied Pod or the AI Hustle Podcast. We're all about AI and side hustles and actually making money off of this. So if you have an actual product that you sell, the way that you tap into this, because they're doing a bunch of cool things, right? They're literally saving people's credit cards. Their address and their credit card details are going to be saved on Perplexity. So it's really easy to check out. They're calculating taxes based off of your address. So you can purchase things with one click, just like Amazon, one click purchases. They're going all out to make this very, very useful. How do you get on this? So this new search experience right now has a bunch of integrations with seller sites, including Shopify. So if you want to truly leverage this, not sponsored, but I know Jamie's sponsored by Shopify from time to time. So not sponsored by Shopify, but if you want to leverage this, you need to get your products on a Shopify store. There's a couple other things that you need to do. But by doing that, it's going to essentially Shopify shares that information with Perplexity. They're going to be able to unlock all the information on sellers. And I think it is people that are shipping items in the United States. So you need to be in the United States, shipping to the United States with a Shopify account, and you could get included. There might be a couple other things to look into, but you can get included into this Perplexity search engine, which I predict is going to become incredibly popular. So very, very
exciting. It also says that they're going to be introducing a merchant program. And so if you sign up and enroll in their program, you have a better chance of your product being recommended. So I think that's amazing. I mean, if you have an e-commerce site already set up, I would try to get access to that right away. Cause, who knows what's going to happen with Perplexity. I could see them easily being, if they were purchased by Google or something, or if it just becomes more, used by regular consumers. I mean, that's a huge thing I would try to sign up for right away. So You can also, if you do sign up as a merchant, you get free API access to Power Search on the websites. I don't know. There's just lots of benefits. So if you already are in the e-commerce space, I would definitely check that out.
Yeah, to me, this is so interesting because it's like they're taking on Google with their search thing, and now they're taking on Amazon with this merchant marketplace search feature. It feels just like all the big companies, Perplexity is coming for them. And of course, they are making their own search or their own LLM. So they're coming after OpenAI. So they got the OpenAI, Google, Amazon. These people do not care about competing with the big boys. And the last thing I want to say on this is a company that Jeff Bezos, the CEO, founder of Amazon, has invested in. So turns out this is a really, really interesting. And we'll definitely keep you up to date on how this whole thing shakes out, because this is going to be, I think, a massive disruptive company for so many things online in the coming AI wave. So we're excited. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, and you would, and you're like, how could I ever thank Jamie for all of his insights that he shared with me today? The number one thing he told me before this call that you could do is to leave a review for the podcast. Takes a couple seconds, but it makes our day. Wherever you listen to your podcast, if you could drop us a review, we'd be eternally grateful. Also, check out the AI Hustle School community and let us know you left a review. We'd be thrilled. Until next time, have a fantastic rest of your day.